Today is Monday, April 11th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. The weekend flew by so quickly, and I don't even remember exactly what we got done. So I know that on Saturday, I mean, just to go back, we did record Mix Minus on Friday night, and nothing much to report there. All went well. And then on Saturday, I got up. I'm trying to think. I got up and decided that I was just going to cook breakfast instead of going and getting breakfast. And so I made eggs. I cooked rice because Mark likes to have his eggs over rice. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to make hash brown potatoes, hash brown potatoes for myself because I was just in the mood for some potatoes. So I chopped up a little bit of onion. I chopped up a little bit of garlic. I had frozen hash brown potatoes in the freezer that I haven't used in a while. I mean, I had opened the bag, but I hadn't used the whole bag. So I thought, I'll use that. I had bacon. And so I made bacon. I did that in the oven. I put on the rice and I sauteed the onions and garlic and then added the hash brown potatoes in and let them get brown and crispy on the edges and made some eggs. And yeah, that was it. So I served my eggs over the hash browns and bacon. And then with Mark, I gave him a little bit of hash browns because I didn't want him to feel left out. And but I put his eggs over rice because that's how he likes it. So we did that, and I'm trying to remember what else we did on Saturday because we did go to a restaurant in the evening. There's a dog barking outside, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. So if you hear it, I apologize, but it's not my dog; it's the neighbor's dog. So anyway, I don't remember really what we did on Saturday. I had plans for things that I needed to do, and I don't feel like I accomplished them because I just wanted to have a relaxing day because we actually, you know, the past couple of weekends have been pretty busy for us, and so I wanted to just be able to relax. And so we watched some YouTube, we watched some shows, etc. And then we did do Restaurant of the Week. We worked out. And then we did do Restaurant of the Week. We went to a local Mexican restaurant. And that was pretty good. I had a peach margarita. And it was actually pretty good. Actually pretty good. And then we came back and just watched more TV. We didn't really do anything special. And we also started looking at hotels again for Venice and Florence and Rome, because we have to pick our hotels, we have to book the hotels, and we also have to the travel in between. We're gonna have to do the trains and all of that kind of stuff. And so we made a I made a spreadsheet. Well, we already had a spreadsheet. I added a tab to the spreadsheet. I put in my choices. I had done all this research on Venice hotels. And so I went in, I narrowed it down to 5 choices based on the neighborhood that we wanted to stay in, the price range that we wanted to spend, and the quality of hotel that I looked at the photos. Mark had looked at photos as well. You know, do the rooms look nice? Is there a view? Is there a balcony? Yada, yada, yada. Like all this kind of stuff. Do they have a spa? Do they have a pool? All this good stuff. And I narrowed it down to 5 and put them in the spreadsheet. And then we both individually scored them. And I created separate tabs for that so we wouldn't see each other's score. And then we were able to pick a hotel based on what got the highest score combined. I did a little presentation on the TV. I Chromecasted and I presented each of my hotel choices to Mark and we discussed them and then we did our scoring and then we, anyway. So yeah, we did all that. That was our very eventful Saturday. Sunday, it was our 20th, our pastor at my church, it was his 20th anniversary with the church. And we have two campuses. We have one campus that was the old church building, and they were never able to sell it, and so they just kept having church services there for people who didn't want to drive to the new building, or they also have a Korean service. They have a Spanish service for Hispanic people, and they have an English service as well on Sundays. And so they kept that going. And, you know, just at basically we have two campuses. And so we have those congregations or those folks. And then we have three services in the morning every Sunday at the new location. And when I say new, we've been in this building the entire time I've lived here. But newer, you know, the older one is an older church building and this is newer. And we have three services and, you know, each one of those services probably holds 1,000 people. Plus there's probably enough. So we probably had 4,000 or 5,000 people that were all meeting. They rented out the local convention center. So I had to be there at 7:30 a.m. It's about a 20-minute drive from here. And I needed to park in a parking garage and then get a shuttle to the actual convention center. So I had to get up super early. And went over, we did our run-throughs, all that kind of stuff. And it was actually fun because he was really surprised. It was so there's normally an 8:30 service. And the pastor was at the church because he had no idea this was happening. He goes to leave his office because he's ready to go to the first service. And he looks out the window and sees there's no one in the parking lot. And so they videoed him with this like strange expression. He's like, why is there no one in the parking lot? I don't know. One of the deacons came up or something and said, hey, obviously you're noticing that there's something different. There's no one in the parking lot. We've planned something special for you for today. But for now, you're just going to eat breakfast. We've prepared breakfast for you. And your wife. And so they had breakfast. And anyway, so we started the service at 9:30 and they brought in the pastor from the back. He didn't know what was going on. And they played all these videos of people thanking him for his years of service and all. He was crying or teary eyed. I wouldn't say crying, like boo hooing, but he was teary eyed. It was a cool service. It was a cool service. And a lot of people, because it was all of those various services combined into one. And then the rest of the day on Sunday, we had lunch, and then I was going to put up the other slat wall, but I didn't. We started this Apple Plus show. Now I'm going to forget the name of it. It's where when you go to work, you only remember work stuff. And when you leave work, you forget all the work stuff and you just remember. Severance is what it's called. It's interesting. We're about four or five episodes in. I'm enjoying it, but I'm still trying to completely get into it. We narrowed down hotels for Florence and Rome and the Vatican area. And tonight we're going to actually book hotels. And we're going to have all the hotels booked by the end of tonight. And we went grocery shopping. Other than that, that's about all we did. Got an email from Gary. It says, hey, Adam, I was a travel agent for 15 years from 95 to 2010. In 95, the University of Texas Student Union had a course to become a travel agent. The first night of the class was when the airlines capped the commissions. You no longer got a commission. I knew then that if I wanted to be a travel agent, I would need to do corporate travel. The system that I learned was Sabre, which was what American Airlines used. The first travel agency that I worked at, which was more leisure, and I was an intern, they sent me to Atlanta, where I learned the Delta system, which was WorldSpan, I think. Says the familiarization trips called FAMs, which airlines hotels do, I think, or which hotels do, I think, have gone away for the most part. Hotels slash tour companies and probably cruises have trade shows where you can win hotel stays or airline tickets. Airlines don't give as many free tickets. You probably would be better off with miles. Hotels and like Disney and cruises do have travel agent rates. Anyway, he says, I enjoyed doing it and really wanted to do leisure. I did get good at the first mom and pop agency booking Vegas trips. I think it will be a good side hustle. Well, thanks for that, Gary. Yeah, I mean, we're not doing it necessarily for any perks, like, you know, free trips or anything. But, I have been watching some YouTube videos of some current travel agents that say, you know, how to become a travel agent, why to become a travel agent, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And they have said there are still, maybe not from the airlines, but from resorts and cruises especially, there are still these trips that they will book where you either get a discount or maybe even for free. So that in their working trips, they basically tour the property with you or tour the ship, you know, tell you all about it, tell you all the promotions so that you can sell to their clients. But honestly, I mean, it's not so much about the perks for us. It's just we really enjoy traveling and, you know, we think it would be a good way to make a little bit of extra money. And who knows if we're good at it, who knows what we could do? I mean, you know, we could travel all the time and quit our jobs and just be full-time travel. But really, the main thing is just a side hustle that we think we would enjoy, basically, is it. All right, well, we're going to end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.